please vote for the Education Initiative in November.
Teachers, a student, and business owners gathered on the steps of McKinley Park School in downtown Reno to support the Education Initiative. It would impose a 2% tax on businesses that earn more than $1 million a year. It would raise an estimated $500 to $700 million every year for schools. That could help restore money that has been cut since 2009. Local business owner Steve Funk says he may be affected by the tax, but voters must consider the past cuts to education.
Right now, we're delivering less for our kids than we have for ourselves, and we have to turn that around if this state is going to survive.
Teachers complained about summer temperatures in classrooms that were above 90 degrees, 12-year-old science textbooks, and high teacher-to-student ratios. Trade unions and MGM Resorts opposed the tax measure. They say it'll cost thousands of jobs. Kai Plaskon, Capital Public Radio News.